Think of the fashion capitals of the world: New York, Paris, Milan, Jackson, Mississippi. As we broadcast today from member station WJSU in Jackson, Mississippi, we're bringing you surprising stories about the state. And some people might be surprised that one of the hottest young fashion designers out there traces his roots to Mississippi. Hilton Hollis makes his home in New York now, but he's still quite proud of his Mississippi roots. He's with us now from New York. Welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. It's great being here.
Now, in checking out your website, I noticed that you put the roots front and center. Your bio begins, "Hilton Hollis was born in Natchez, Mississippi. His Southern heritage is very important to him." Why is it important to you that people know that you're from Mississippi?
Well, I think growing up in Mississippi, we sometimes get a bad rap. So therefore, it is very important to let people know that being from Mississippi has so many great things. One being the beauty of the state, another being the fact that if you believe in yourself, no matter what state you're from, you can be successful in any field. And I believe that because we are usually on the bottom of the education poll, there are just different ways of going about getting to where you want to be in your life. And being from Mississippi, it sometimes makes you desire something even more, something better. So therefore, having that stereotype forced on you so many times, it makes you stronger. It makes you want to do better and want to be better.
Not to stereotype folks from the fashion world, however, I think a lot of us who have this sense that folks in the fashion world can be kind of snooty, and I just wonder how they react when you tell people that you're from Mississippi, or do you just let them know that it's hip to be from Mississippi?
Well, believe it or not, I have experienced a few bad seeds in the fashion pod, so to speak. But for the most part, I mean, people start out by saying, "Oh, I sense a little accent." And then I tell them, "Yes, I'm from the South. I'm from Mississippi." And then they say, something kind of silly, but then they see what I do and they see the complexity of my designs. And then they often say, "Well, who cares where you're from? You're obviously a talented person." So therefore, I think they find that people from Mississippi have tremendous talent.
How do you think your roots influence your work as a designer?
Well, definitely being born in Natchez, I think that the architecture of the city has definitely influenced me. Natchez being under that antebellum kind of Gothic architecture style, those beautiful lines of the windows and the columns and things like that often play a big role in that,
Yeah, I
in
think
what
that's
I'm
true. I
doing.
think your work has been described as structural,
Absolutely.
the clean lines, not a lot of embellishment, every seam to a purpose, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But
Absolutely.
Helen, you know what? When you said that people sometimes say silly things, do you mind telling me what you're talking about? Like what?
They say things like, "Mississippi? How could a fashion designer be from Mississippi?" And I
Like you all don't
say,
wear clothes.
yeah, that people in Mississippi don't know anything about fashion. And then I very much like always point out the fact that one of the greatest designers in the 1980s was from Mississippi. That's Patrick Kelly, who is from Vicksburg.
Do you regularly go home for inspiration?
I've gone home probably twice a year since moving to New York 11 years ago. I always find inspiration when I go there. I have a few events scheduled in Mississippi that should be exciting and will definitely inspire me. One is going to be down at the Beau Rivage Casino, which I've been included in their store there at the Beau Rivage, which is really exciting to be back on the Gulf Coast after such horrible events as Katrina. I think it's important that we put the economy back into a good, steady pace down there. So that's very exciting.
Is there anything that you particularly want people to know about Mississippi that they may not know?
Well, I think it's important that they realize that although we may be on the bottom of some polls, on the personality poll, we're at the very top. I think that the hospitality of that state is remarkable. You never have people say, "Oh, I went to Mississippi and they were so rude to me." And in New York, a lot of people say that. And I think that is the biggest thing that we have going for us as Mississippians is that we tend to have great personalities. We tend to be very outgoing and we always help people. It's kind of a funny story. I was in Bergdorf Goodman's with my vice president of sales, and she and I were getting off on one of the floors, and one of the ladies in the elevator said to me, where's the shoe department located? And I said, oh, let me show it to you. And I took her over, and then I even started giving her advice about shoes. She asked me about shoes, and she said, we ended up having like a 30-minute conversation, and my VP of sales, who is from Long Island, turns to me and she says, you amaze me. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, she's like, you're the only person that I know that would do such a thing. And I said, well, that's what people in Mississippi do.
Hilton Hollis is a fashion designer. He joined us from our bureau in New York. If you want to take a look at his fall collection, please go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. We'll have a link there. Hilton Hollis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
And that's it for us from Jackson, Mississippi. We want to thank our friends at WJSU at Jackson State University for hosting us, with a special shout out to Anthony Dean, General Manager, News Director Othar Kane, Station Engineer Dale Morris, and everybody else who made us feel quite at home. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. We'll be back home in Washington.